This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 3. Self-responsibility. Why or wherefore?
Let's talk about why, and why wherefore can be much better than why.
Tell me, why are you always late for our podcast recording sessions?
Excuse me?
Yes, I'm interested in that. Why?
Because the dog ate my homework.
Should I take care of your dog?
The cab was late.
Then take an Uber.
It was very foggy this morning.
Then leave earlier.
The subway was late. There was a problem with the track. Okay. So I didn't leave early enough.
So you are to blame for that?
Sure, I'm to blame for that. This year, it's all my fault.
Really? That's excellent.
I made that agreement with my wife.
That you're basically to blame for everything now?
Yes. We found that the whole blame game doesn't help at all. That's why we decided early last year that my wife was to blame for everything that year, and I was to blame for everything this year. So we have already clarified the question of guilt and do not need to argue about it. We can immediately dedicate ourselves to finding a solution.
That means you start directly with the question of why. Why didn't you unload the dishwasher?
Why would you ask that? Why do you keep asking why questions?
I don't want to answer that yet. Let's see what's happening here, right now. You are late for the podcast, and I ask you, why? After that, I get a lot of excuses from you. Of course, that doesn't help me, because what should I, as your manager, do now? Should I make sure that you call a cab earlier? Should I set up your Uber app? Or unload the dishwasher for you? Although it would be nice for you. It's not my job. So when I ask you or one of my employees why, I get a lot of answers that I don't know what to do with and honestly don't want to hear.
That's right. I'm immediately defensive and I try to protect myself. I'm looking for a justification to explain myself. Why is a difficult question.
What might a better question be?
What can you do differently to always be on time in the future?
So the responsibility would be yours.
That's right. I just arrived too late. Just to be clear, of course, I wasn't late.
We're only pretending.
Thanks. And yet I do feel so guilty.
Why are you doing this?
I feel guilty right away. I immediately feel the need to defend and justify myself. And even though this was a made-up scenario for the chapter, I still felt the need to clarify that I wasn't actually late.
When I ask you, what will you do differently in the future, it sounds a bit better, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You're still addressing the problem, while my thoughts are now turning directly to the solution. Okay, I see. Maybe next time I'll do it better this way or that. The past doesn't feel so gloomy, and I don't need to feel so guilty. I just think about what I can do differently next time. It's very solution-oriented.
Because you are the expert for yourself. You know how it happened that you arrived late.
Well said. I am the expert for myself. Of course I know why I was late.
You also know what you could do differently. For example, you could set your alarm clock earlier, get up earlier, take a shorter shower, eat breakfast faster, be more organized. These are all accusations that I don't mean seriously.
That's okay. That's what we're here for.
What would be even better?
The best thing, of course, is to take full responsibility from the start and to make sure I'm on time. So I think about what I can do to achieve the result that I want to have. The best thing would be for each of us to do that.
Then the directions from my side would only be, Michael, please be on time for the podcast.
Yes, exactly. Ideally, such a request wouldn't even be necessary because, thanks to my mindset, I have already accepted that everything starts with me. I am the cause of everything that happens in my life. Also, our example highlights that I am aware from the beginning that I am the cause of being punctual or unpunctual. In the neuro-linguistic programming world, this concept is called cause and effect.
What does that mean?
I was about to ask you the same thing. Basically, it's an old concept that Immanuel Kant addressed in his philosophy several hundred years ago. Cause and effect means that there is a cause for everything that happens in the world. This is the insight of Kant, an old hand. For our mindset, this means that I can either be at the cause or at the effect.
In our previous example where you were late, the reason was that you got up too late.
Let's start with the effect. When I'm at effect, I say, the train was late. The cab didn't come. It was foggy. The dog ate my homework. In these cases, I'm exposed to the effects that happen in the world. I am the victim rather than the cause of these effects. To be at effect means to be in the victim role. I am not to blame, but rather the circumstances are. The world is to blame for what happens around me.
And the alternative is that you're a creator rather than a victim of your reality.
Right. I am at cause for everything that happens in my life. That's the point. This thought has totally helped me to be freer and in control of my life. In the beginning, I found it hard to accept because there seems to be a lot of things that I'm not the cause of or don't want to be the cause of. I realize that this is nonsense. I am the cause of everything that happens in my life.
You're also the reason why the train is late. You're also to blame for that.
In a way, that's my fault too, because I didn't take into account that the train might be late. Unfortunately, it's not unusual for a train to be late. I can take that into account. To be sure to be on time, I'll take an earlier train, or I'll choose another mode of transport, or I'll arrive the evening before in order to be able to walk the next morning without having to rely on the train.
Planning buffer time makes everything much more relaxed.
If I am the cause, at cause for everything that happens in my life, then I factor that in. I and nobody else am responsible. It appears in life that you either achieve the results that you want or you get the excuses that you make. I always get one of the two, results or excuses.
So you mean that if you prepare yourself for the fact that the train will be late, then it will be late? Law of attraction. You direct your energy towards it.
Bingo. Law of attraction, cause and effect, results and excuses. They are all the same concept. I take responsibility for myself.
Why are you late? When I ask you why, you dump all your excuses on me. Of course, I don't want that as a manager. I don't want to know all that. It's much easier to tell you what I expect from you. I want you to be on time.
Otherwise, I have it right at the top of my head that the dog ate my homework. The train was late. It was foggy. And the cab didn't come either.
Also, the tank was empty. The car was stolen. And then there was this earthquake.
As a bad manager, I then start looking for solutions. I explain how to use the cab app and what you can do about the fog. I start solving everyone else's problems.
I can literally see it in front of me. In the past, I would have done the same. I would certainly have installed the cab app on my employee's smartphone and explained to him how to use it.
You have a problem? Let me solve it for you.
Right. Then I'm the big shot who does everything. It really doesn't help anyone. I make my life as a manager much easier by simply saying what I want instead of saying what I don't want. I want you to be on time.
I am at cause. Thus, I influence the result that I want to get, namely, that an employee solves his tasks and problems independently.
Successful managers also build good relationships with their employees. This includes understanding how their employees are doing and what challenges they face. How does that fit together now?
Good question. So far, we have talked about what it means to take responsibility for myself. That is my job as a boss. At the same time, as a boss, I expect my employees to take responsibility for themselves. The key is empathy. Of course, I am allowed to empathize and to be understanding of my employee's situation. Suppose an employee apologizes and says, "I'm sorry I was late. I drove my mother to the hospital. She is seriously ill, and it is important to me to be there for her." In this case, of course, I will empathize and might answer, "I am sorry to hear that. I hope your mother will get better soon." Nevertheless, I still expect the employee to take responsibility for himself in the context of his self-chosen priorities, of course. We all decide for ourselves what is important in life. This does not mean, of course, that I should act ignorantly and tell the employee, "I don't care about all that. Please come on time." Also, That would not help to achieve the result I want to achieve. Here again, as the boss, I am at cause, and I have the opportunity to shape my communication in such a way that in the end I reach the goal I want to achieve, a happy employee and results for the company.
As the boss, for example, I can suggest starting the next meeting at 10 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock. I could say something like, I understand your situation. It will certainly help you if we set the meeting an hour later. Please be here tomorrow at 10 o'clock sharp so we can start on time.
So we make a different plan. We're at cause and we can adapt and do things differently.
So why is a bad question? Although some people strongly recommend to always start with why. We're now saying that why is not a good question.
Simon Sinek surely has a point. Start with Why is a great book about purpose. That's exactly what the question of why refers to. What do I exist for? What difference do I make in the world? What difference does my company make? These are great questions to ask. In our case, it has become clear to ask wherefore or for what purpose. These questions get to the heart of what we are talking about much more so than why. It is not a question of guilt. It's a question of what purpose I or my company fulfills in the world. It is about what good we do in the world. Therefore, I do not feel that I contribute anything to this by defending myself.
This is a strategic question, so to speak, whereas in our example of being late, it is about the behavior of an employee. After all, I don't want to know from him wherefore he is late in the sense of, surely you want to annoy me. If that's the case, I have a different problem altogether.
Maybe we should invite Simon Sinek and explain to him that instead of why, wherefore is an even better question.
Thanks a lot.
Wherefore?
For your contribution.
So before I ask my employees or fellow human beings a question, it helps me to put myself in their shoes. I ask myself the question and think about what I would answer. I will then certainly be able to save myself some of my questions. So I don't try to get rid of my displeasure about the misconduct of an employee by asking him a stupid question like, why are you doing this? I first assume that he himself is responsible for his actions and that there is a valid reason for his own behavior. So I try to work with him in a more objective way to find a solution while showing understanding. Can I help you to be on time next time? Your presence is important for us. The same applies to myself, of course. I, too, may ask myself whether my answer to a question is an excuse or whether it's really me who bears the responsibility for my actions.
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people's skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.